There's a snap. There's a kick. It is up. It is no good. No one missed.
I think we got a heck of a shot of winning. We beat anybody in the world, and I think we're going to win next Sunday.
Eli Manning stays on his feet, airs it out down the field. It is caught by Tyree.
For all you non-believers, disrespect us, talk crap about the defense like we ain't the third best defense in the league.
See you in Pittsburgh.
Can't wait.
Fitzpatrick. End zone. Eric Decker holds it in. The Jets win in overtime.
And the New York Giants, given last rites by many in December, are the Super Bowl champs in February.
This is NFL Friday, going long on all news, reaction, and game picks for the Giants, Jets, and across the NFL on WFUV Sports.
You know when you walk in from a long day at work, and you know, for me, you walk up the basement stairs, you take a left, and then something's traveling down the hall. It's not a physical being, it's not a substance, it's an aroma. There's a smell coming, and you're like, smells like mom's cooking. It smells like it's football season, and it snuck up on me this year. Just as my mom's cooking may, sometimes I walk home, I don't know what's on the table, I don't know what's on the menu.
God forbid it's a crock pot.
But I know that when I open, don't disrespect my mother's crock pot, Griffin. We'll talk about that off air, okay? Serious subject matter. For me, much like when I forget to check in with my mother and whatever she's making for the evening, I almost forgot that football season was here. I could smell something, though. Wednesday night, I could smell something was up. Something was amiss. And it traveled into Thursday, and it was following me. I was wondering, what is this? And then there was a break during our class Thursday night, and classmate next to me, I don't even know who he is, he said, "You watching the game tonight?" And I was like, "Fordham volleyball plays tomorrow." He's like, "Eagles, Cowboys." I was like, "Ugh." Football's back, and we could smell it. It's the most wonderful time of the year. The smell follows us, and it lands here. NFL Friday, back for the 2025 season for Super Bowl 60. Super Bowl 60, WFUV's only podcast talking all things National Football League. Joe Henry here with Brendan Shorey, Griffin Stevenson. We've got Tucker Austin behind the glass, another all-star crew taking you through this 2025 NFL season. Guys, how nice is it to be back on the gridiron?
Oh, it's so nice. I've had a countdown since February. I've been counting down the days, and not just for football season, but more specifically because my Cowboys were the opening game for the NFL season this year. So I've had that countdown going, and it finally hit last night. It was almost an out-of-body experience, just that football was back, but it's just such an exciting time.
You know, just like feeling the energy of, honestly, the whole world, I would say, the United States in particular, the Bronx in particular, Clinton Hall in particular, I was like, we are so back. I will say, I was rooting for the Cowboys last night because I don't like the Eagles, and my roommate or my friend is a Cowboys fan. I may have been saying some explicit things at Eagles fans in Clinton Hall, but I think that just really solidified that we are back. You know what I'm saying? Like, what is football if not yelling at each other about our favorite teams that play each other? And I just think, excited to be back. We got all the beat reporters on, for the most part.
I didn't even know that I did that, but yes, this is true. We've got our 2025 NFL beat reporters here. Me and Brendan are covering the Jets this season.
Technically, I'm only a half beat reporter.
Griffin and half of Tucker are covering the Giants.
Half of me, honestly. They got like four. The Giants will get split around, but I'm the majority. I'm the majority shareholder.
You're big boss applesauce.
Yeah. You're the primary, Griffin, and then I'm like, I kind of fill in all the games you can't do, or we like we'll delegate it.
He's
but
the
we'll
glue
see
guy.
What happens.
We'll spin a wheel. We'll spin a wheel. And Brendan's going to be at the game on Sunday for the Jets. Brendan_Shorey on Twitter. Follow along. He's going to have updates for you this week and all season. Also be playing a part in Fordham football's game, but we're going to be talking about, dare I say, a higher caliber of football? I don't know. Is that controversial?
You can say it.
I can say it. By the way, some breaking news. Not that breaking, but breaking news to my ESPN and to no one else's ESPN, because I don't know how many people really care. Christian Gonzalez will miss game one with a hamstring injury for the Patriots, their best player on defense. Will miss the season opener. Will Campbell is questionable with an ankle injury. We'll talk about the Patriots-Raider game later and the rest of the week one slate. But let's first recap this game last night. Eagles, defending champs, defeat the Cowboys 24-21. Dallas has Dak back. They're looking to reset. Had a very tumultuous offseason, I think, to say the least. And this game had a little bit of everything on and off the field. Brendan, you're the resident Cowboy fan. Just, this is a safe space. Talk to me about how you're feeling.
I like the way everyone except for CeeDee Lamb played last night. Ooh. Four drops, career high, with a multiple of them coming down the stretch in clutch time. Big drops. He was open. These weren't like highly contested catches. Like, he was open on these. I think Dak looked fantastic. I think Dak, and I've said this before, and people have gotten mad at me for it, but Dak, top seven quarterback in the league at the very worst. Jerry Jones traded away Micah Parsons to help stop the run. What did the Cowboys do last night? They stopped the run. Saquon, 3.3, I want to say, yards per carry. Not anything special. He looked like an average running back out there, aside from maybe one or two runs where he kind of broke away and got some big yardage, but for the most part looked like a human being. He didn't look like the best running back in the league. I'm disappointed in the result of the game. I think the Cowboys beat themselves. I don't think the Eagles really beat the Cowboys. I was one of my roommates was rage baiting me the entire night, which was not fun, especially whenever you're on the losing end. But regardless, I think it was a fantastic way to start the 2025 season.
Interesting. The optimism.
Okay, here's the thing.
Here's the thing.
When you watch that game, I do think if Jalen Carter, like, let's address the elephant in the room. I think maybe if he doesn't spit on Dak before.
He's classless, by the way.
But before
put
the
that out there.
Before the
things we all do.
Before the
we got to remember that Dak is the rage baiter in this scenario.
Well, the alleged rage baiter, he spit in the general vicinity of the Eagles.
Did you see his face afterwards, though? He looks right at Jalen Carter and
gives
him one of those nods.
He's playing against him. Of course he's going to.
There is a reason that Jalen Carter was supposed to be the fifth pick in the draft and fell as far as he did. It's because there were serious concerns with his off the field and on the field attitude, and he had horrible meetings with teams like my Seahawks. But you just can't do that. Like, before even play gets started, I liked, honestly, that both these teams were like fighting each other half the time, because it showed that like the rivalry still matters.
Yeah,
I just
they
think
always do that.
It's just two teams with like atrocious secondaries.
Like, I wouldn't say atrocious.
Atrocious is a step too far, but
no. So the way I would, like, I described actually to my friend last night, who's a Cowboys fan, and he honestly agreed with me. Trayvon Diggs is like genuinely like, I would compare him to like a Harlem Globetrotter.
He's a little Cam Thomas.
He's like a Harlem Globetrotter where like
when he
yeah,
got a ham sandwich well, during the Lightning delay.
He'll make like the flashy like fun interception, like the kids will get excited, you know what I'm saying? But when it comes time to actually mark your man downfield, he's gonna be lost.
The rare stat padding cornerback.
He is a rare stat padding cornerback. I'm
trolling Ben. I don't know.
No, I think he actually is. I don't know. He's not worse than that Eagles secondary. Like, no one on the Cowboys is worse than that Eagles secondary, but still, I do agree the Cowboys probably should have won that game. I think on, honestly, both of the Jalen Hurts rushing touchdowns, there's probably some holding going on by the Eagles offensive line that was not called. But again, it's still a good result. I know it's a loss, but I think it's good for the Cowboys. To me, automatically, I'm already kind of like not – like, I was worried for the Eagles this year.
Hmm.
I know we have to wait for like the rest of the games to start, but like right now it's like, dang, NFC is going to be open this year.
Yeah, I don't think the Eagles – I mean, the Eagles – I still think that they're the best team in the NFC going into the year. I don't think that they are on the level of dominance that they were – in 2024. I am very high on the Lions still, but they obviously lost key pieces, whether it's on the field or on the sidelines.
You can't lose like the majority of your coaching staff and still be on the same level. They also have like the hardest schedule in like one of the hardest schedules in football.
They have a difficult schedule. I mean, the Packers are a team that people are really talking about very highly ever since they made that trade, and they're a team that kind of has flown under the radar, a little similar to the Rams, I think, in recent years, where maybe they're not the flashiest team or they're not playing in the most exciting division. I guess the Packers have been the past. Last year, NFC North was pretty great. And then there's other teams that, you know, the Vikings are going to be competitive. The Buccaneers have a really good team. I think that's a team to be excited about. But I agree. I think the NFC is going to be a little more open this year. Brendan, do you think realistically that, I mean, I know we're just talking week one, but and I'll give you credit as a non-Cowboys fan. I think the impact of having a Dak, like people kind of brushed off the Cowboys, just like, oh, they're just not good. Not having your quarterback, and I don't know if I'd venture to say he's the seventh best quarterback in football, but I can respect the take. I don't think it's outlandish. The impact is huge there. Do you think even without Mikey, even with all the storylines, having Dak back gives your team a chance? Especially, I'm interested to hear what you think about the offense adding a second weapon in George Pickens. It feels like they haven't really had that 1-2 punch the way that they should this year. I know that Pickens didn't have a super involved game last night, but do you think that this offense could maybe be more multidimensional? You think Javonte Williams could end up playing a role in this offense actually come together the way that it couldn't last year?
I think this offense will revive Javonte Williams' career. I think he will become a true bell cow running back again. We saw how he was at the beginning of his career in Denver and then obviously kind of fell off towards the end, but I think the Cowboys will revive him. But adding another weapon in Pickens takes so much pressure off of Dak, takes so much pressure off of CeeDee to always be open. CeeDee looked like he still had pressure on him last night, but it makes life so much easier for everyone on the offense. And Dak was, dare I say, perfect last night. He was very precise. He was very on time, very accurate with his passes. Escaped what he needed to, made plays, extended plays. He looked like one of the best quarterbacks in the league, and it was something we definitely missed last year without him. But to answer the question, yes, I think I'm very hopeful for this team this year. I think they will contend. The only drawback now is the pass rush. Obviously, when you trade away a guy like Micah Parsons, your pass rush is going to take a step down. We have depth at that position. We just need guys to show flashes and make plays back there. We're able to stop the run, which Packers, good luck stopping the run now. But Jalen Hurts on his two rushing touchdowns where he was able to escape and take it into the end zone. The pass rush wasn't great on those plays. They couldn't really get to him. And they didn't get to him a whole lot last night. So that's the one drawback from this team. But outside of that, I think everything else looked great last night.
We're talking a lot about Dak, but
I love Dak.
I mean, the run game was there too, though. Like, and especially once Carter goes out, like I pretty much said to myself once Carter got ejected that the Dallas offensive line is going to get a push for the rest of the night. He is such a force of nature on the defensive line that when he's gone for the entire game and the offensive line knows about it, they just kind of like they probably got a little bit juiced up after he leaves the game because they're like, we can take this D line now and we can do whatever we want with them. And it made Javonte Williams look like a stud last night. And I wanted to bring him up because I can't believe that seemingly the entire league forgot about this guy, myself included. Like, I know multiple people who have Javonte Williams on their fantasy teams, and he was deep in the bench, nowhere close to starting over some of the running backs that went earlier in drafts this year, and very running back heavy draft, I think like across apps, but Javonte Williams really impressed me last night, and I'd feel like we should have expected that, but for some reason nobody did.
I mean, they were pretty short. I mean, yeah, he was a good running back, for sure. I don't think he's anything like, I still don't think he's on the same level as a lot of guys in the league. I think it's what the Cowboys need. I think offensively, you're right. I don't think the Cowboys have anything to worry about offensively. I think I really liked George Pickens as well. I think he slotted in there very well. It just seems like you said, defense is what they need. It's just like, I think it's just like, there's like that one type of player that they're missing, you know? And I think it's like, If only they had like a mic up. You guys stole my bit, bro. you guys cut off the comedian before the punchline. If only they had the Micah Parsons type player. But in all seriousness, like, they should have paid that dude. But like, he would have been. I think he would have. Honestly, they still had Micah Parsons. I think I would hear out Cowboys fans in saying like,
I think we pay him. I don't think we stopped the run last night. I think Saquon runs all over us if we pay him.
I mean, you stopped Saquon from running.
And A.J.
You
Brown.
Didn't exactly stop the run game in general. But you, like, they, any,
it
any,
was just Hurts.
Jalen Hurts
And they weren't even undesigned runs.
Jalen,
it was scrambles.
Jalen Hurts, yeah, but he's not the fastest running back that you're going to come across this season, or that the Dallas defense is going to come across this season. Sure, he's a power rusher, but the next time somebody with some juice in their legs, I don't know, maybe a Bo Nix, if he gets loose, you're not catching him.
Maybe a Bo Nix. Notoriously speedy Bo Nix.
Jaden Daniels is an option.
Fantasy quarterback Bo Nix.
That's
why I went to
him. I understand.
I think we need to talk, though. Like, the other thing they did is they kind of shut down their passing game for the most. A.J. Brown, one reception, 8 yards. I mean, I think their wide receiver one.
And it wasn't even against Diggs or Bland.
Yeah, I think their wide receiver one was, like, Dotson, which, like, no, I guess.
Just in terms of yardage.
Yeah, which I guess.
From one play.
I think that's the benefit of having, like, an A.J. Brown and a Devontae Smith as your top two wide receivers. It's, like, it does free up a lot of, like, coverage.
Goddard was their leading terms of reception.
Well, that's because, I will say, especially with Goddard and, like, his connection with Jalen Hurts did have a lot of time. Like, they do have the best, if not one of the best, offensive lines in football. I think statistically it is the best offensive line in football. And Jalen Hurts seemingly got, like, 3 to 4 seconds every time he dropped back, which allows that space, especially when you have to commit so many coverage pieces, like, on Dotson, A.J. Brown, and Smith. But I think that's going to be the one thing that stops them. However, I do think that Cowboys defense is nowhere near the best defense that they're going to play in the NFC. And so I'm curious to see how the Eagles do when they come up against. I mean, the NFC probably has three of the top five best defenses in the league.
Who?
And
don't say the Seahawks.
It is the Seahawks. Well, we'll get.
Oh, man.
Can I tell you? Wait. Can I give you guys Seahawks defensive stats? We'll get to an power ranking.
Seahawks defensive
stats
from what they haven't played yet.
You said it three times so far.
Okay, but I was gonna say the Giants have a top five defense in the league.
I don't know yet.
The Seahawks have a top five defense in the league. The Lions have a top five defense in the league.
We know that from last year. So that, like, that's the first one where I'm like, yes, there's actually data that exists to support that from earlier on.
Well, if our only data is the Eagles defense and the Cowboys defense, then every team's a top five defense, Tucker. Because nobody's played yet.
Technically, the two best teams in football right now are the Eagles and Cowboys because they both played a game.
But that's like when we interviewed that guy and he's like, I don't want to talk about who's the favorite for the World Series. Anything can happen. There's obviously better defense. Like, there's better defenses on paper right now. I saw a TikTok today and it was a guy trying to hype himself up.
He was like a
Bowling Green player. Or like an Ohio Southern player trying to hype himself up for they play Ohio State this weekend, and all the comments are like, "Yo, just play to protect your pride, buddy." And like,
don't embarrass yourself.
You know, it's like you guys all lace up the same cleats before going on the field. It's like that's what it's like. It's like, dude, there are bad defense. Because I would probably put the Browns defense and the Ravens defense as the other two. We're at a point right now. The Broncos have to be up there.
I think the Vikings deserve
honestly, the Broncos probably bump the Giants.
We can say that there are good and bad defenses right now. I just don't think we can really do a great job comparing the two. Or comparing two teams, like, to each other. Like, we can say that the Giants are going to have a good defense. The Seahawks are going to have a good defense. Do we know how good of a defense compared to the rest of the league? No, we have no idea.
You can
yet.
Compare them on paper.
You can. And
let's get into power rankings. Justin Herbert wins a Super Bowl on paper.
You have to let me,
oh boy.
I'll let you intro this, Joe, but thanks. You have to give me my time when it comes to this. Because I think there's so much wrong with these power rankings in general. Like, actually.
You have to give me his time,
Joe.
That's
the point. All right, look. Turn Griffin's mic off for 30 seconds. Just let me set this up. Thank you. We've got some power rankings to discuss. They weren't created by us. They were created by Ralph Vacchiano of Fox Sports. Figured it was a decently reputable name to be pulling from ahead of week one. Obviously, it's an 18-week season. A lot's going to change. But I think it's always fun to look at where the consensus lies on teams entering the year. Because every single year, especially you look at the past couple of years, there's been a team that's down in that last column, one of the bottom eight teams in the league that ends up being one of the best in the league. There was Houston a couple of years ago. There was Washington last year. Interesting to think about what that team might be this year, but also some perhaps controversial picks up top. Let's walk through these power rankings. I guess we'll start. Do we want to start from the bottom or the top, Brendan? I'm not asking you, Griffin.
We'll go from the top.
We'll go from the top. Number one, and this is before last night's game, number one is the Philadelphia Eagles. To me, I have no problem with that at all.
It's fair because they're defending champs.
Yeah.
I
mean, what are you gonna
do? Totally reasonable. I think, obviously, almost bizarre, hard to describe how they didn't have any part of their offense besides Hurts' run game clicking, because they have, I mean, we talked about Dallas having an increasingly multidimensional offense this year. It feels like Philly has that to a whole nother level, where they have two upper echelon receivers. They have the best running back. They have one of the best quarterbacks. They have one of the best offensive lines. 24 points is 24 points. That's a decent game, but I think you'd expect bigger numbers, at least on the stat page. And when that game came back from delay, Philly didn't even score for the rest of the game. Usually they'd be able to pad their numbers a little bit towards the end of the game and pull away. It feels like Philly wasn't in a ton of really close games where they were trying to defend a one-score lead last year. But I think one is a good spot for them. We'll go 2-3-4. It's all AFC.
I was gonna say. Okay. I was gonna say, should we do like each column? Like, Joe, you want to read out each column and then we each go around and say like one problem we have.
Like what's wrong with it?
Like what's wrong with it? I feel like that's a good way. I feel like that's a good way to do it.
I like what you're saying. 2-3-4 is AFC. Baltimore, Kansas City, then Buffalo. Then we go Packers, Steelers at 6, Washington at 7, and Cincy at 8. I am okay with 1-4. And then I'm really confused.
I have a lot of problems with 5-8.
I have a lot of problems with, honestly, starting at 3.
Personally, I'm not actually, like, I'm okay with most of it. The Packers might be a little high, but the glaring one for me is 6.
Pittsburgh, don't tell my buddy Chris, but what, when what universe are the Steelers 6? I mean, and
they'll probably start 6. If you look at their schedule, though, I will say the Steelers could very well start 6-0. Like, genuinely, like they could.
Not a believer.
They're always going to be... I guess if you're going power rankings based on like, well, because like, what is this? Is this like power rankings of like who's most likely to win, like best teams?
Who are the
to
best
win,
teams?
Yeah.
To win the Super Bowl?
The best,
best
teams.
Okay. Then
Griffin, I got to call you out. You said the Steelers realistically could start 6-0, and then before the show, you were saying that the Jets are probably going to beat the Steelers.
Oh, and he wasn't saying probably. He said the Jets
you were
are
on
going
the Jets
to win.
Over the
yeah,
Steelers.
But that doesn't contradict himself. What I'm saying. I said the Steelers could start 6-0.
Oh, could. Okay.
The Steelers very well could.
So
I think
on the off
I'm
chance,
in the rare,
according to you, that they beat the Jets.
I think I'm in the minority that thinks the Jets are going to win that game. I think that. I'm just
correct.
Saying the Steelers could finish start 6-0. Again, we've seen them start, what was it, 10-0, 11-0, like in 2019.
Oh my,
and they
that
were
was
still
a Mickey Mouse run.
Yeah, yeah. That was
a little Mickey undefeated run.
No.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I think the Bills, I'm curious. I think the Bills should be 3. I think they just are.
That's fine with me.
Yeah,
I just feel like
better.
Kansas City's just so inevitable. And it's, for me, until Buffalo proves that they can beat KC in a game of, you know, an AFC championship magnitude, I just can't do it. Do I think they're a more talented team? Probably. And we'll talk about it when we preview tonight's game, 8 o'clock, Chargers and Chiefs. I don't know if there's a huge spotlight on Mahomes, given his performance last year, but I'm really intrigued because he really didn't have a very good year last year. He was an above-average quarterback, but really not exceptional.
Yeah,
like, I don't think
down
that's a hot take
which
to
is
say
a down
that.
Year for him.
So I'm really, and absolutely, that's, you know, he's still great. But I'm intrigued to see, like, does he bounce back and have an MVP year here? Or what does the consensus become on this guy? If he has another year where he's maybe a fringe top 10 guy, we'll talk about that more later. But for me, that was the glaring issue last year beyond the lack of weapons offensively. We'll talk about Hollywood Brown coming back, maybe this team being a little more healthy. But I do like Buffalo's offense more, so I know where you're coming from.
And
I like the Chiefs at 3.
Yeah, also, the Bengals should not be 8. The Lions need to be in this top 8.
I was going to mention the Lions, too.
I would agree.
I like the Bengals.
It's fatigue from last year because the Lions kind of fell on their face, but they were riddled with injuries.
Yep.
So, like, you have to keep in mind that their defense is going to be back in pretty much full strength this season, and then plus that offense from last year that was extremely explosive. This is easily a top 8 team. Yeah. Probably, I'd say I'm sliding the Lions probably above
the Packers, honestly.
Yeah, maybe so as well. Maybe the Packers.
I think you
the NFC North is going to be a bloodbath this year. I am really excited and feel a little bit bad for the Bears that they have to play in that division.
Yeah.
I think the Lions, for me, they slide up to 5.
For
me, they're no doubt better than the Bengals the Lions and the Bengals are my third favorite team. Like, I really enjoy watching both of those teams play. The Bengals' defense has not proven that they can be a competitive enough defense.
The defense doesn't have a defense.
I know. And Burrow is fantastic. He has the connection with Chase. Chase Brown has also emerged as, like, a legit RB1. But the Lions have just as good, if not better, an offense. And their defense is leagues better. I don't see how you could maneuver to put the Bengals above the Lions other than maybe division. But even the Bengals are in a really good division. Baltimore's obviously going to be up towards the top. Pittsburgh's going to be competitive. Cleveland is not.
That's my thing. Like, Pittsburgh deserves to be in the, for me, bottom 12. They're banking their whole season on Aaron Rodgers, who doesn't have a back leg to throw off.
This guy did not do anything in New York.
He got hurt, and then when he came back from that injury at older than anyone has ever been who's come back from that injury, and doesn't play the same as he used to play. He's not even close to the same quarterback anymore.
I'm not a believer.
Tucker, can we show some respect to Mike Tomlin?
Mike Tomlin's going to be 9-8. He's going to have a winning record this year.
He will have a winning record. They're going to be the 14th best team.
They will be wild card. They will be a wild card team.
Winning record is not bottom 12.
They're going to go 9-8 and miss the playoffs.
Winning record's not bottom 12.
I don't have an issue with that, but they're not going to be bottom 12.
I guess it's not bottom 12.
They're just
going
to be a little above average. Their defense is going to will them to some games. I really don't see their offense being that good.
They should be middle of the pack.
Not even. Below 15.
My friend was saying that this is the
best. Aaron Rodgers is bad, and we need to get people to realize
that. This is the best the Steelers have been in the past, like, 5 years.
They have
Aaron Rodgers on their team. My friend was saying that he thinks, and he's a Steelers fan, that this is the best Steelers offense they've had since Big Ben retired.
I think the best Steelers offense they had was when Justin Fields was playing last year.
I guess. Ooh. When he did play. Can we get into the second row?
I think the second row
is where this list just goes, like, what are we doing?
There's some really good teams that are relegated to the second row. This is ranks 9 through 16, starting with Detroit, then the Chargers, the Buccaneers, the Rams, the Texans, the Cardinals, the Vikings, and the Broncos. I love Kyler Murray. I'm a defender. How is this Cardinals team better than the Broncos?
Absolutely not.
Or the Vikings.
Griffin, his hands over
head. There's zero respect here for the Broncos.
I mean, the Vikings are a question mark because I don't know if J.J. McCarthy can replicate what Sam Darnold did for almost all of last season. But their defense is being underrated, and they have the weapons.
The Vikings should be 11. I'm okay with that. The Vikings should be put up
unproven
way more.
Unproven quarterback.
The Broncos should be above the Texans got worse in every statistical category. It's literally just the Texans. It's Nico Collins is back, which is great. You have Joe Mixon, who will probably not play this season. Their team has gotten worse. The Broncos should be higher. I don't understand what the media's like love affair is with the Rams.
Oh, my Seahawks fan, by the way.
No,
they're a good team.
They were good last year. They were really good.
They were fine last year.
They were the only team who competed with the Eagles in the playoffs.
Matthew Stafford is 30 something, like mid 30s with a back injury, with a lower back injury.
I don't care.
He's Matt Stafford.
They got rid of Cooper Kupp. They got rid of Cooper Kupp. I think Devontae Adams is.
What did Cooper Kupp do to help them? He was injured.
Yeah, but when he played, he was good. I think he's better. Like, I think he's. If you're going to have an aging guy, you're going to take Cooper Kupp over Devontae Adams.
No way.
Their defense is
good.
There
is no shot.
Their defense is good. Their offense is not good.
Their offense is good.
They have a peewee football running back in Kyron Williams.
Peewee football is one of the best in the league.
Kyron Williams from
this is so biased
from the
right now.
Kyron Williams from their own was 10 a lot the, of people's second the, round pick in
from
fantasy.
The, from their own, yeah, and they're dumb. When they're 10 and you're when they're in 10, like from their own 10-yard line to their opponent's 20, he's not a factor at all. Yes, he's a great red zone running back. But when he's in, like, open field or whatever, does not scare me at all. Like, it's not a...
He's still a manageable, solid running back.
I'm glad you're not scared.
The Rams,
can I ask?
If Stafford is completely healthy, I'm fine with them being in the power rankings somewhere in this row. Definitely.
You can rank them somewhere. glad with them being in the power
also the
rankings.
Cardinals.
They have said they have a good defense. The Rams defense
Griffin,
is great.
Griffin, you might be fired from talking about the NFC West.
Well, just wait till we get into the third row. Oh, wait till we get into that third row.
All right, can I just ask, because we were talking game again about Denver, and I'm all for it. I think they have the best defense in the league, pound for pound.
I agree.
And I'm not a huge, like, I'm not the biggest Bo Nix guy, but I think I'm also biased because I'd like for Drake May to be known as better than him as a Patriots fan.
He probably won't
but
be
he still
as
is very
good
solid. This is still a Denver team that has decent weapons. Looks like R.J. Harvey is in line to get most of the work at running back. He's going to be exciting. Look at this second row. I know that you said, Griffin, that you think the Denver should be 11.
I think the Vikings should be 11. I'm putting the Broncos at like 12.
How about either of these teams? Looking at Minnesota and Denver, who are ranked 15 and 16 on this power ranking. Can I go down the line and you tell me which teams you'd put them above?
Yes.
Pittsburgh?
Absolutely.
I'd put the Vikings over Pittsburgh. I don't know if I'd put the Broncos over Pittsburgh.
Okay, Washington?
For sure.
Both?
I meant Washington is for sure better than them.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about Cincy?
Yes.
No.
Detroit?
No.
Chargers.
I think this year, I like the Chargers.
What about the Bucks? We haven't talked about
the
Bucks.
That's what's weird. The Bucks are also a little bit too high. I'm always high on Baker Mayfield.
I think
he's great. He's been my fantasy quarterback for years, but I finally had to step away from him this season.
Yeah,
they're going to be out. I think they're out Chris Godwin for a bit, right?
Yeah, but they have so many weapons. I'm not worried about the offense at all.
They still have Mike Evans, who's a beast. Bucky Irving had a great season last year, so he's going to be their RB1 this year, and he should make some noise.
I think the Bucs are going to have one of the best offenses in the league, but for me...
It should be fun, but they play in the NFC South, so they're going to be stat-padding all season
and then run
into the playoffs and do nothing.
They had the third worst pass defense in football last year, and they gave up the fourth most first downs.
Yeah.
They were the third most penalized team in football. Yeah. These are the concerns for me. It happens on the defensive end. I think offensively, not only is this team pretty stacked, they're also really deep. I feel like no matter what, whether it's the running back room or the receiver room where they already have injuries, they're going to be able to put up yards with Baker Mayfield at quarterback. So that's a team I'm pretty high on, but I think there's more question marks surrounding them than a team like Denver, where it feels like both sides of the ball, they're fairly complete.
Rams and Broncos go over Tampa, but Vikes probably stay under.
Vikings are better than the Rams.
Nervous about, they're not.
They are.
Nervous about J.J. McCarthy.
Vikings are over the Rams.
I'm just nervous about J.J. McCarthy. Because
Vikings are better than the Rams.
He sat all year last year. I'm not sure when
and
he
learned.
Started doing football. But when did he start doing football activities again after that injury? I don't know off the top of my head, but I imagine he was not doing football things for quite some time. And when you come right out of college and then spend your first year in the NFL, like, not doing football things for the first couple of months, there could be an issue there. Sure, he learned the system, but he's going to have to implement it against really, really tough NFC North opponents this year. And so that's why I think the Vikings, if we're looking at the upside being like matching last year, which was a ridiculous run for them with Sam Darnold, I don't think they match the Sam Darnold run from last year. Do they still have a successful season? Probably.
Shocked.
But if they do what Sam Darnold did with the team last year, that would be
specifically
ridiculous.
McCarthy just has to be a game manager
for
this team to
be
good.
They'll be a 10 and 11 win team. They also, I forgot who their rookie running back is that they brought in, but they have a good running back.
They have Jones and Jordan Mason. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Oh,
if
sorry,
they
not rookie.
Another.
Jordan Mason.
Yeah.
Jordan Mason's good. They have, good. Justin Jefferson. When Addison gets back after 4 weeks, that'd all be great.
Even now with Thielen.
Free Mike King.
Yeah.
They have Adam
Thielen. The professional.
All right, Joe, can I get to my.
All right. Okay. He's raring to go. The third row, you can imagine the teams on. This is going to be a bloodbath. This is ranked 17 to 24. Chicago, San Fran, Dallas, Jacksonville, Seattle, New England, the Raiders, and Miami.
You didn't feel like saying Las Vegas?
It just gets confusing with there's so many teams and the losses over there. I just say the mascot name. Anyways, all three of us have teams in this third row. All three of us probably believe they're better than where they're ranked. The Cowboys are 19, Seattle is 21, New England 22. I hate to do this, but Griffin, you go first.
I think objectively, not even as a Seahawks fan.
Tucker, can you turn my headset off?
I think objectively, not even a Seahawks fan, of just like someone who watches football, putting the Seahawks one above the Patriots is atrocious. The media, they do this every year. We talk about good teams that are always bad in the power rankings. They were 31st 3 years ago, finished in the playoffs. Everyone thought they would be horrible with Geno Smith. The Seahawks defense last season, for the entire back half of the season, didn't give up more than 20 points except for one team, and that team was led by the guy who is now their current quarterback. They only gave up more than 20 points in the entire back half of the season to Sam Darnold. They've gotten better. Our defensive line is Dexter Lawrence, Leonard Williams, Jaron Reed, and Byron Murphy.
It's Leonard Williams and DeMarcus Lawrence. Oh, sorry.
We got DeMarcus Lawrence this year. Our outside linebackers are Boye Mafe and Ernest Jones, two of some of the best outside linebackers in the league. Tariq Woolen and Devin Witherspoon are our corners. Our defense is really good. We have a defensive – we finished as a 10-win team last year with a worse quarterback and an offensive coordinator who had never coordinated a single snap of NFL football until week one of last season. Now, we have Clint Kubiak, we've gotten rid of players like DK Metcalf that were good but didn't really suit – we were playing more around DK Metcalf than we were having him be in our system. Got guys like Cooper Kupp. We're going to run our offensive line got way better. Kenneth Walker, if healthy, Charbonnet is still a good. If Kenneth Walker stays healthy, mark my words, this entire season will be a top five running back for sure.
Griffin, there are some of the worst wins I have seen ever on the Seahawks record from last season. Just from the end of last season, there are some god awful wins in here. 6-3 over the Chicago Bears from last year end of December.
Defense wins games.
And we six.
You're talking about your offense.
So our offense was struggling, which is what I'm saying. Our offense got way better. The fact that the Seahawks were 10-win team last year with that lineup and that offensive coordinator and our win line this season is 8.5 is insane.
Trades
the
DK Metcalf away. Our offense got
the
better.
The Seahawks also have a cakewalk of a schedule. I will say we play the two are out.
We lost to the Giants last.
Yeah, that
year.
Was we would have been a playoff team if we didn't lose to the Giants, which is hilarious. The Seahawks will win 11 or 12 games this season, no doubt in my mind.
Speaking of, sorry to cut you off, Chris Carino's calling me. Should we get his opinion?
No way.
I would actually love that.
Hey, Chris, you're live on NFL Friday. Seahawks, would you mind talking about why you think the Seahawks are better than the 21st ranked team in the NFL?
Are they the 21st ranked team in the NFL?
Yeah, according to some power rankings.
We are one behind. We're the lowest ranked NFC West team, and we're one above the Patriots.
Give me 18 through 20.
San Fran, Dallas, Jacksonville.
Oh my God! I mean, San Fran has played a bit of the Seattle boogeyman over the last couple of years, so I'd be hesitant to say that they aren't. But I would say those other two teams—it's pretty blasphemous to say that those two teams are better. The Cowboys looked better than they're maybe as advertised last night. But say either of those teams are as good as Cooper Kupp, Jackson Smith and Jigba, Kenneth Walker, Sam Darnold,
that's what I'm
and
saying.
Zach Charbonnet is ridiculous.
Chris, the Cardinals are at 14, bro.
That is crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy. Anyone who thinks they are finishing last in the division isn't watching the division.
Also, the 49ers' two best offensive weapons besides George Kittle have both been shot in the last 2 years. Can we just like talk about that? Like their offense is so bad.
That doesn't make them bad. That makes them stronger. They're not playing with gunshot wounds. They healed.
When it comes to Super Bowl aspirations, but when it comes to talking about how they're better than other mediocre teams, I'm all over
that. The Seahawks are not a mediocre team.
Wait, can you tell Chris that Griffin said that the Seahawks are going to win 11 or 12 games this year?
Yes, easily.
You think they're winning 11 or 12?
Our schedule is
easily?
So easy. We won 10 last year.
I don't think it's semantical when it comes to regular season wins. Griff, do you think they're going to go to the NFC Championship game? Like, if the answer to that is no, then what are we even talking about?
I think it depends on who they play. I think there's gracious.
And if it depends on who they play, then are they really like? Should we really be getting excited about?
Well,
them?
No. The answer is no.
The thing is, if we're talking about realistically, versus I think they can beat any team. I think they can beat any team in the NFC. However,
Eagles.
I can be a realistic football fan and say like, depending on like what teams they play early on in the playoffs, it's going to be a lot harder, especially if you're playing on the road. Although I'd like to point out that the Seahawks were 7-1 on the road last season. By the way,
Jaden Daniels would torch entire secondary.
Season. If they have to go play anybody on the road,
okay, let's just sim to the playoffs and start the playoff games now.
You guys won't be there. You will not be there.
Gosh. Okay, Chris, we're gonna have to let you go.
And of course, but can someone also, when you guys are done, get the door? That would be fantastic.
Oh, we'll get the door for you, Chris.
I'd
be happy to.
Thank you.
We could send Tucker over to do that right now.
First, was that the first call in? to a podcast?
No, and that's happened not before, even the first right? on NFL Friday.
I'm just gonna say,
if you recall the trial of the
oh,
people
I forgot
versus
the trial,
Joe Henry,
I had to call in.
We called a witness to the stand, my father, Michael. Yeah.
I'm just going to say only one person believes in the Seahawks. The media hates the Seahawks. They always rank us lower than we should be. Colin Cowherd put them as winning the NFC West, and I respect it. He may or may not also be a Seahawks fan, but we're not going to
okay,
talk about
man.
That.
And here's the thing. I actually agree. I just said, here's the thing, like I'm you. Oh, my God. I'm getting Griffin pilled. I actually think the Seahawks are better than Jacksonville. I don't know if I'd say that they're
better than the Bears.
Patently better than Dallas, but they're definitely a team that I like more.
Well, Dallas
not
should be
like
way
in
higher
the sense that
too.
I
Dallas
enjoy
should be way higher.
The Seahawks and Dallas should
I also
be higher
think
than the Texans. The
Chicago
the
needs to be lower. I think Houston is good where they are. I think Arizona should be lower. I would put Seattle above Chicago and Arizona.
I
put
think
them
we're
above
than the
Jacksonville.
Bucks.
Close with Dallas. I think New England's right around there with them. I'm going to be like realistic. I think the Pats are much improved. I think the defense is going to be probably a top 10 defense in football this year. That's my hope. The offense is still as much as I'm a Drake May fan, there's still question marks with the O-line and receiving core. But
I
think the Patriots would be decent.
Am I insane for allowing us to keep 9 through 10, put the Rams, I'll take the Vikings at 11.
Okay.
The
Detroit, Los Angeles,
the, and then
Minnesota.
It would be the Minnesota, put the Broncos at 12.
Denver.
I'm fine if you put the Rams at. I guess I'm fine if you put the Rams at 13. The
LA
Seahawks,
13?
The Seahawks and the Cowboys should be 14 and 15.
I agree with that.
Wait.
The Seahawks and the Cowboys should be 14. 15. The Seahawks are better than the Cardinals. They're better than the Texans. I think they're better than the Bucks. I think they're better than the Bears. I think they're better than the Niners, and they're better than the Jags.
I would put the Texans above both of those teams.
The Texans are not better than the Seahawks.
What I think we
your,
underrate the
your
Texans also have a good
to the
defense.
Texans?
They have got. They don't have an O line. They lost their O line, and they already struggled last season with protecting C.J. Stroud, and they traded away their best player, a guy who literally has not been not on the All Pro team in his entire NFL career. Laremy Tunsil, losing him is insane. That's why the Commanders are also going to be really, really good, even better than they were last season.
Well, I suppose that's one of the things where we'll see. Like, we'll see if the offensive line for the Texans can actually, like, put something together this year. Because if they're going with, like, a new group of guys, maybe they put together a better offensive line than they had last year with just names that we weren't as aware of last year. Like,
and maybe
we gotta see them play
a game.
Maybe Drake
May wins MVP, bro.
We gotta see if they.
So true, King. I'm back.
But there's things that are more realistic that we can look forward to. Like, not like Drake May winning MVP, but like maybe the Texans actually protecting their stud quarterback. That could happen.
I think the 49ers are a worse team than the Jaguars. Then
I'm so low on the Jaguars.
Why are people thinking
Niners,
the Jaguars are suddenly good?
The Niners are in a crazy offensive regression, having already missed their Super Bowl window, dealing with injuries still, and now it's fun fact. This is kind of cool for Week One. Seahawks 49ers offensive coordinator brother matchup, Clint versus Clay Kubiak. But as I said, the Niners regressed offensively, and they're in their first year with a new. Granted, he's been with the team.
All right,
new offensive coordinator.
Enough. Let's talk 23 through 32, mostly the fourth row here.
There's a bad one.
Las Vegas, I don't know why you're, but they should be lower. Miami, I think, should be higher. They're 24.
Yeah.
I think it should be at least a little bit higher.
I agree.
Two is too good for, I mean, no. All things considered, I think two
they
is too good for
higher.
Them to be the 24th worst, like.
Although, he takes one more blow to the head, it
yes.
might be over.
Yeah, they're better than the 49ers.
So long as Tua stays upright.
As long as he stays healthy.
I expect the Dolphins not to be good, but I think better than 24.
For
then
sure.
We have Atlanta at 25. That feels low,
what
too.
What is Atlanta
put
doing?
Some respect
what
on
is
Atlanta,
Atlanta
please.
Doing in this? They are a playoff team. Like, they are a playoff
especially
team.
In that division.
Lord.
They are good.
Like, I expect the Bucs to win that
they're as good as
division.
The Jaguars are good.
But then it's the Saints and the Panthers. You could argue those are the two worst teams in the league or two of the worst three or four.
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
They should be in wild card contention, no doubt. Does that make them
worst,
one of the best teams? Not necessarily.
Teams.
But actually, I still think this is a pretty – I mean, the offense is
go,
pretty
go
good.
Down the list so we can talk
I'll
about
go down
all
the
these
list.
Teams,
I mean,
Joe.
25 is Atlanta. 26 are the Giants.
G-men.
27 are the Jets. That's interesting having them back-to-back.
Kind of funny.
28 is Carolina. Then the Colts all the way down at 29. Tennessee in at 30. New Orleans 31. And Cleveland 32. I personally think the Saints are worse than the Browns.
I do, too.
Yeah, the Saints might be, like, power rankings-wise the worst team just because
there
are too many question marks about what they're even doing.
I agree.
What about
quarterback, wide receiver?
Really everything.
Even running back.
They
have
every
Alvin
position?
Kamara, but, like, what are they even supposed to do? I could list every position on a football field.
Tyler Shuck.
Because they have issues pretty much everywhere.
Oregon legend.
Tyler Shuck is not the answer.
I don't even know what you do as – both the Saints and as a Saints fan this season.
Should ask Barrett.
We're talking about the best of the worst.
This feels like the Giants from like 2 years ago.
When we're talking about the best of the worst on this list, though, I think you can move the Titans ahead of the Colts and the Panthers.
I think just the Colts.
I would put the Panthers above them, even though the Panthers, like, their defense is
Panthers
bad.
Should be above the Jets.
I'm intrigued by this Panthers offense Giants. This year. Yeah. Do I think that the Panthers are going to have an above-average offense in the NFL? Probably not, but I think this should be their best year offensively in a while. Young has continued to progress. If he takes another, you know, moderate step forward, he's going to be, you know, not in the bottom tier of quarterbacks, which is something. Especially considering that in years prior, he really hasn't had a lot of weapons. O-line's still an issue, but you have a guy in Chuba Hubbard that's been really, really solid for a while. You have a really intriguing receiving core, Ted McMillan. Xavier Leggett is a guy I'm pretty high on. I'm intrigued by this offense. Do I think that this team is making a push for the playoffs? No. Am I worried about the defense, to say the least? Yeah, a little bit. But I think that 28, I think that's an okay home for them. I don't think I put them over either New York team. But I do think that they're better than Indianapolis, Tennessee, New Orleans, and Cleveland.
I guess.
What's funny is that this last row might be like it might be the one of the most accurate, if not the most accurate row.
Besides the Falcons.
On that the entire power rankings. Aside maybe the Falcons, but like
I think swap Falcons.
I'm pretty okay with 26 through 32
and
here.
And then put the Falcons
even
above the Patriots.
Stacked up against each other, I don't think there really needs to be much movement. The Colts are actually pretty high on what they think Daniel Jones can do. I'm a Giants fan, so
Daniel
you already
Jones
know
sucks.
How I think about Daniel Jones.
They have a good defense, and
they
have
like good
offensive
him,
weapons.
I guess. Maybe the pressure's off in Indianapolis when there's like three media outlets.
I mean, Indianapolis is literally a quarterback away, so if Daniel Jones can kind of put it together. Like,
they've been a quarterback away since
but
Andrew
the Browns,
Luck.
For me,
Luck
what are the Browns doing
since
at 32?
Andrew Luck, they've been a quarterback away.
If Andrew Luck never retires, they probably do have a Super Bowl.
Why are the Browns 32nd?
Probably, maybe.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, like, obviously quarterback, but
quarterback
still,
sure is an issue, but they're going
defense.
With Flacco.
I trust Flacco more than I would trust
every quarterback
Chuck.
In Indiana. Has
or Jones.
A bad year when they're there.
Yeah.
You look back, Matt Ryan was below average. Phillip Rivers, they brought him in for a year, below average.
Yeah.
Every single guy they've had that has come in, Carson Wentz, below average. They don't make their quarterbacks better there.
When you bring in below average quarterbacks,
especially
because
they have,
they're going to have below
they
average.
They actually
seasons.
Have a good offense.
They have a really good offense.
The O-line's good.
Ooh,
they have a great running back in Jonathan Taylor.
Belong, like,
they have
right next
several,
to the Jets.
At least decent.
Pittman and
great
Downs.
NFL
pretty
receivers.
Pittman and
Downs,
Downs are good.
Alec Pierce. They have Mo Alley Cox.
Warren's a good tight end.
Yeah, but the
they
problem
Tyler
is,
Warren.
Jones needs to get the ball to them. And personally, I don't believe he can do it.
Jones can't deliver those passes.
It doesn't matter if he has protection. He can't throw the ball accurately
more
than 20
those.
Yards down the field.
He can't make advanced reads.
Okay, so those are our review of the power rankings.
Clearly, we are upset.
It's okay, Ralph Vacchiano. I think you did. I think he nailed the very beginning and end. And
yes.
For
time
me,
will tell.
Could
middle,
be the most
middle,
thing. And time will tell.
Time will tell.
It's early in the season. You never know. But never forget, Joe Henry went 14-2 in week one of NFL Friday Fantasy Pick'em last season and was put on trial for it. Anyways.
That's why I'm
week
glad there's a lot
slate.
Of rivalry matchups in week one because there's a lot of.
We do have a lot of.
The talking
very interesting
very
matchups. We'll start with tonight. Los Angeles technically hosting Kansas City. It's going to be in Sao Paulo, Brazil. That's at 8 p.m. exclusively on YouTube TV, I believe.
Yep. I think either on YouTube TV or just regular
just straight
YouTube.
YouTube.
Let's do
kind
our
of fire.
Let's do our rapid fire winner.
Little rapid fire.
Yeah.
Have to take Kansas City.
I'm on Kansas City.
The Chargers.
Guy. I'm gonna
so
mute
let's do
you.
Rapid fire,
I'm
and then I'm
gonna
say something blasphemous.
No, it's not. I mean, they're a good, the
I like. No, I
no,
I wouldn't be stunned
take.
If the Chargers win. I wouldn't be stunned. It's the way you say it. It's not. You know what? I think we go Chargers. Chargers win.
Kansas
no, it,
City.
Yeah,
Kansas
it was
City,
the way. You're
Kansas
right,
Kansas City's old, and the Chargers are probably
they're
like
old.
A. Chargers are
Kansas
probably
old.
Gonna,
they just
Kansas
had like second best.
It'll be the. I think it'll be the Chargers.
Old.
Kansas City all day. I'm having. It's a straight face for me.
I think it's gonna be a good game.
If Pat Mahomes wins the MVP, it's a straight face for me.
I really like Los Angeles. I like Omarion Hampton a lot. The rumor is that he's going to end up being the RB1 over Najee Harris even to start the year.
Yeah.
Kansas City did have a really good run defense last year. They're top 10 in pretty much every run defensive stat.
And their defense
that's
going
to be an interesting storyline.
All the way to the Super Bowl.
I'm excited about this game tonight. And I'm excited that we're going to watch it together, guys.
Yeah,
oh my gosh, we're going to watch it together.
Yeah.
Anyways.
How about those
Sunday.
Chiefs?
We'll start with the 1 p.m.ers.
All right, let's
Tampa see. Visiting Atlanta, NFC South. think you got to take the better team. You got to take Tampa.
Atlanta.
Here.
I'm on Tampa as well.
Okay. Atlanta.
I can't stand that Atlanta. This game is getting ripped in week one. This is normally your like week 10 barn burner in Atlanta, especially.
Yeah.
This is going to be like a 60 or 70 plus total points game. Yep. But give me the Buccaneers.
Cincinnati against Cleveland. I believe the Bengals, I don't know the stat, but I'm pretty sure they've had, they're like 2-10 in weeks 1 and 2 in the last six seasons or something crazy like
that. I think
that.
They'll still
they
win.
Really struggle off the gate, but I mean, you can't lose to Cleveland week one.
I think also Joe Burrow's probably coming at this with like, all right, bro, let's not. Because Joe Burrow, honestly, if they made the playoffs, could have been MVP last season.
He absolutely should have been MVP if they made the playoffs.
Keep Myles Garrett's hands off of Joe Burrow and you're good.
Yeah.
Give me the Bengals.
Yeah. I'm going to take the Browns.
I honestly love it. No, I love that pick because it might happen.
They have some.
Let's rapid fire.
They
guys.
Got nothing to lose.
Miami visits Indianapolis. Interesting game.
Miami.
Not interesting in the sense that I'll watch it.
Miami, but closer than some people will think it would
Miami
be.
Miami kills.
Have to take goals. Miami. I think people are criminally underrating this team, as many question marks as there are.
Yeah,
Las
Dolphins.
Vegas taking the trip to Gillette facing New England.
Give me the Raiders.
Raiders.
Yeah. Pats.
Patriots. Jesus. Guys.
The Raiders are just no. Amari Cooper signed with them and then retired, guys. Something is going on in Las
washed.
Vegas.
Jacoby Myers, Genty.
The
Brock
Raiders
Bowers,
are washed.
Geno Smith.
He just lists Pete names Carroll. Whenever he needs to make a point. He just lists names.
Carroll?
I could list names.
Pete
you want
Carroll,
me to list
my
names?
My dog.
Name,
Brandon
you
Schooler,
list names or positions?
That's
go
be
back
a
and
one.
Forth.
This will be that'll be a good one, though. I'm excited.
It should be a fun game. It's going to be good to see a lot of young players make either their debuts or hopefully start a breakout campaign for both of these teams, teams that are probably on an upward trend. Arizona goes to New Orleans, the 13th best team in the league, Arizona. Yeah. I like this Arizona offense. They haven't fully put it together in maybe 3 years since they had that really hot start in, I think, 22. But you got Murray, you got McBride, you got James Conner, an above-average starting running back. You've got Marvin Harrison should figure to take a leap. Defense is where there's question marks, but you're playing, in my opinion, the worst team in football, New Orleans.
I'm going to take the Cardinals.
I'm going to take the Saints. It's week one.
Oh, my gosh. This guy's
unbelievable.
Remember
early
New Orleans. Rage baiting.
Okay, but honestly, the Cardinals could very well win, but I think it'll be, again, I think it'll be a game that's closer than people expect.
I agree.
And
with
I don't
that.
Think it'll be emblematic of how the Cardinals season will go. I just think that the Cardinals going to New Orleans
might
have some stuff. Right.
Like, you're lucky we're doing rapid fire because otherwise you'd actually have to
he'd
explain how the Saints would even score the points to beat the Cardinals. But sure,
Olave.
We'll just
He's
go with
lucky.
It for now. Olave, who's going to throw him the ball? Shuck?
Yeah.
No.
Radler.
I love that.
All right, let's talk
Cardinals.
New York football. Jets hosting Pittsburgh.
Jets.
Steelers.
I it's weird to say that I'm biased towards the Jets, but because I'm going to Jet games this year, I would like for them to be competitive. I am high on Justin Fields. I also very much dislike the Pittsburgh Steelers. Is it because my friend roots for them and he's insufferable? Yeah, that's exclusively why. It happens to everyone. But I take New York too.
New York
12-9
too.
Jets on exclusively 12-9 field
Jets.
Goals.
That's actually true.
I would love for the Jets to win since I'll be there, but
yeah.
I just don't think that's happening.
This is actually the first time I've had a mic break on me.
Oh, no way. Right, you got the Barrett mic break.
Usually I'm pretty
Shout
good.
Shout out Barrett
Sprites. Barrett's always breaking them. Staying with New York but going down to Washington, the Giants visiting the Commanders divisional matchup.
Commanders.
Yeah, has to be. Tucker?
Close. Though.
Well, I guess I'm not the person on this panel who's making the outlandish takes today, so I guess I'm going to have to say Commanders, but hey, if Brian Daboll wants to show me something week one against Jaden Daniels' Commanders, who went to the NFC title game last year, I will take it.
Again, closer than expected.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Crazy, crazy game. Crazy game. Carolina at Jacksonville.
Jacksonville.
Carolina.
Unreal. Give me Jacksonville.
It's
at
Jacksonville
home.
Here Jacksonville. Also, yeah.
I like to think, and there's a chance that this is not how the story goes for Jacksonville this season, but I like to think that Liam Cohen is like one of the stories of the season. Like suddenly he turns Trevor Lawrence into the guy that everyone thought he was.
I also hope Travis
Duval.
Hunter's
good. And I also hope he's good.
Yeah, I hope Travis Hunter's good. Yeah, me too.
Why not?
Yeah.
4 p.m. slate. Starts at 4:05. with Tennessee visiting Denver.
I love this game.
No. You love it?
It's yeah.
Why do you love
Denver
it?
Let Cam Ward see what he can do against one of, if not the best defense in football.
We'll why do you him. Love that?
Because it's gonna be cool.
See what he can do. It's not gonna go yeah, well.
No,
not
do anything.
Watch it go pretty okay.
That should be okay, that should be obvious.
Denver's gonna win, but Cam Ward is gonna. It's week one. This is gonna be Cam Ward's welcome to the NFL, and I don't think it's gonna be a negative welcome. It's gonna be a relatively positive welcome.
Here we go. Brace yourselves. Turn down the audio on your computer. San Francisco at Seattle.
At Seattle. 24-17 Seattle.
It's at Seattle?
It's at Seattle.
I'll get the Seahawks.
That's tough. Did you see the Seahawks had to like put in some restrictions or something for fan behavior this year or some nonsense?
Yeah, what is that?
Griffin, what are you doing?
I don't know what it was, but apparently the fans are getting a little rowdy.
See, I would do the opposite. I'm like really hating on Seahawks fans because I think too many of their season ticket holders sell off their seats. And so I think we're actually falling off a little bit when it comes to fans. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever heard him say something that's not at the 100th percentile of optimism about the Seahawks.
As somebody goes to the games, it is a problem. There's too many people that aren't Seahawks. Like, I went to the Seahawks.
Niners.
There were too many.
Someone who's part of the 12th man.
There will be too many Niners fans in that crowd in Seattle. I'll tell you that right now.
I unfortunately will also take Seattle in this game. Pains me to do it. I'm not even a Seahawk hater, but I'm just like, I don't know, man. Seattle, again, they have a lot of guys, and I hate to do the Griffin Stevenson thing where you just
rattle off every single name
that they have. But there's a lot of guys that I really like. I'll take them over San Fran. San Fran is in for a curious year because their title window is probably closed, but they still have a lot of the talent that brought them to that title. Yeah. Let's move on to the 425ers, the America Game of the Weeks or whatever. Detroit at Green Bay. Probably the best game of the week on Sunday until Sunday night.
Detroit.
Screw Micah Parsons. I'm taking Detroit.
Oh, yeah. I love Detroit. I'm going to have to take Detroit. Would not be shocked if Green Bay wins, though. Let's
Packers.
Move forward. Packers?
Yeah.
I respect the Packer representation.
Can I give my last two takes?
Please do.
Just so I can.
Please do.
Okay. Ravens win.
Ravens beating Buffalo away.
And then who plays on Monday night? Is it two?
You also have Houston at Los Angeles. It's going to be a fun one for you.
Oh, the Rams win that.
Oh, what? It makes no sense.
He hates the Texans.
I don't like it.
I think the Rams are better than
the
Texans.
Okay, then Minnesota at Chicago. It's kind of a snoozer Monday night. I mean,
Minnesota.
I don't know.
Minnesota.
Yeah,
Minnesota.
Yeah, it's got to be Minnesota. And then, Brendan, what are you thinking for Houston, Los Angeles, and Baltimore, Buffalo?
I'm taking the Rams, and I'm taking the Bills.
I lean Rams as well, and I love Lamar. I'll go Ravens because the Patriots need to win the division. Obviously, that's why. Griffin's already packing up, guys.
It's been a long show. Rams Ravens.
I gotta
Rams
make a train.
Get my picks.
Got to make a train
because I think it's not cold enough in Buffalo for Rams to get affected yet.
I'm gonna hold you guys accountable when the Seahawks play amazing.
Don't.
I'll come back to you.
He's
when they
holding
don't.
Us accountable. Is about the most ridiculous
thing
you'll
hear today.
Keep
the receipts, ladies and
gentlemen. Oh my goodness, Griffin Stevenson, everyone. Happy week one. Football's back. NFL Friday is back for the 2025 season. We're going to have episodes every single week. This one's a special up on YouTube if you're watching there. Most of them are going to be available just on podcast platforms, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts. Everything has a podcast these days, and you can find it there. NFL Friday, a production of WFUV Sports. I've been Joe Henry, Brendan Shorey, Griffin Stevenson is on a locomotive, Tucker Austin is in the back, and we'll see you next week on NFL Friday.